This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Of all the things that happen to regular people on a daily basis, the one thing, if you've ever listened to me long enough, the one thing that I absolutely cannot stand is the idea of a deranged or terroristic type killer, whatever it is, whatever their motivation, whatever their goal is, walking in on a bunch of unarmed non-combatants and then lighting the place up. The idea of a bunch of people waiting to die, some of them sometimes children, some of them young, old, it doesn't matter. They went somewhere and they had no idea what they were going to be visited with. I'm not an instructor, though. And, you know, so when I'm looking for instruction, there's a handful of people I look to. And my guest, my next guest, he has collaborated with me more than once. We go back probably 4 years, 5 years, maybe almost altogether. He advertised with me when I was brand new, hadn't even put anything out yet. He said, yeah. So I know his position. I know the way he thinks, but I want you to hear it straight from his face because sometimes he's a little more articulate than I am. So joining me tonight, again, is the chief, the MF chief instructor at Tactical Response. That would be James Yeager.
Good evening, sir. CEO.
Okay, MFCEO. That's right. I got you. Got you.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
I think the MF part is the most important part. Anyway, you know, you put your first, you've got an active shooter playlist on your YouTube channel, and it's 14 parts of actual titled active shooter. First one going back to 2012, November 29th, 2012. And mm-hmm. the one thing that I get is like when you were talking about Sandy Hook. You visibly got upset considering and manifesting in your mind's eye what must have happened to those kids at Sandy Hook. I'll tell you this. When I was calling James last week and I said, James, I want you to come on the show and I want you to talk about the active shooter thing. And somehow or other, I don't remember what brought it up, but we were talking, I think, maybe about a mall or something. But I'm there with my family and I told James that I felt like my first duty was to make sure my wife and family were safe. And James disagreed with that. And I have to agree with his disagreeing because I would feel this moral tug. I'm there. I have a background, and I have aged, and I still have a limited skill set that is probably far above anybody around me. I would probably feel the need to employ that. That's your thing, isn't it? You've got to get in it, don't you?
That's my opinion, and you see, I'm a comic book fan. I have been since way before it was cool,
right?
And the Spider-Man, he let his uncle die because he did not stop a robber that was running past him that he could have easily stopped. And the lesson with that was, with power comes responsibility, and that's the lesson that I learned as a child. And it seems to escape a lot of grown men now. We can put aside the machismo and the chest thumping, and we can put all that aside. But my opinion is, it's just humanity. If you have the power to help your fellow man, you should help them. And some people disagree.
Well, I've often wondered about that. I mean, if I know. I know the response time for cops. If I'm sitting there, and if I know that something's happening in a school, for example, definitely if I had kids small enough to be in that school, but if I hear something going on in the school, I just don't.
Hey, listen, all those kids are yours.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if they're genetically related to you or not. You are a member of this tribe. Those are your children.
Yeah. See, that's James. James sort of acts like my conscience. I don't know if you'd be the one with the horn. You'd be like a hybrid conscious guy on my shoulder.
I'd be the one you'd want to party with, I'll tell you that. But no, it's just that it's very easy. And I'm not going to call anybody that says, well, I'm going to take care of mine first. I'm not going to call that person, you know, a coward or anything. But the reality is you have the potential for saving everybody, but you only chose to save a few. And so that's where the, that's where the fork in the road is. And
right.
I'm not saying that either answer is wrong. I'm just saying, you know, I couldn't live with myself just escaping and then watching the news that night and 58 people died, and I could have stopped it. I could have stopped it at 5 or 3, you know, but I didn't. And I couldn't live with myself. I would chew on a gun barrel.
I don't think you'd have to make that choice. So the statistic right now that I am aware of that they're quoting is that when an armed citizen is there and an active shooting starts, the average loss of life is 2.5, and when you wait on the cops, it's 18.
I don't know any statistical database at all, but I'm not even worried about the statistics. I'm worried about me and my conscience and and so. I mean, I don't care. I mean, none of that stuff matters to me. I, as we talked the other day, I had a guy post on my YouTube, and he says, "Who's supposed to tell my 8-year-old kid why I'm dead?" And I said, "Better yet, I want you to explain to an 8-year-old kid why you let his father die. I want to see that conversation."
When you're trying to teach that mindset, What is the average kind of response? I mean, do you get them to shift on it, or do you find that military and law enforcement are already there as far as having that idea? And
now, your civilians, vocation, maybe not so much. Your vocation has nothing to do with it,
right?
It doesn't matter. There's a whole bunch of cops and soldiers that ain't worth a job. Doesn't make you a warrior,
right?
But you have to understand, Bill. By the time they get to me, they've already sorted a bunch of that stuff out. You know, they've already made the decision they want to do something. Now they're trying to mitigate the danger by learning how to do it.
Right.
So my students, I'm very lucky, you know. Like, I've taught cops before and soldiers and stuff like that. I'm very lucky because everybody that comes to my classes now, whether it's a cop or soldier or a civilian, a citizen, is that they are there with a positive attitude, ready to go and willing to learn. And you know, and so I'm very spoiled that all of my pupils are here open-hearted, open-minded, and ready to learn.
I've got a question that's semi-off topic, but it's right down your bailiwick as we head into the break. I've got a listener that's in Cincinnati, Ohio, would like to take some training, shoots about once a week at Steel and IDPA, but has never taken a formal training class. What would be a good start, and what equipment would they need?
They need to take fighting pistol, and shooting has nothing to do with fighting a gun. So far, all they've been doing is playing a game, and I'll teach them how to actually fight with that weapon. And they need the stuff that they carry every day with them, and you know, a pistol and stuff like that.
For your EDC, just out of curiosity, how many spare reloads do you carry?
I have two spare mags, and one of them I wrap a pistol around.
So you have one spare mag and one of them is in a pistol, or do you have two guns? What are you telling me that?
I have a total of 3 mags, and two of the mag holders look like pistols.
Gotcha. All right. I've never asked you about the backup gun thing, but that's okay. That's okay.
No, I got an EDC video I just did a couple weeks ago.
Yes, I know. You got it in the active shooter thing as well. TacticalResponse.com, that's where you go. The new schedule is up for 2018. Also, you just launched a podcast today, I think. So be on the lookout for that. We'll talk about that when we get back. My guest this hour is James Yeager. This is Lock and Load.
chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Lock and Load. The active shooter is a conundrum that we all have the capability of solving if we're ready to go. And to that end, Jane Jaeger at Tactical Response has made a playlist on his YouTube. Back, going back to November of 2012, and he just put his latest part 14 up to talk about what you know, dealing with an active shooter. Joining me again is James Yeager. You talk about your EDC on that. Your EDC, I take it, is something that is constant. It's the same day in, day out, and it's designed to handle the biggest thing or the smallest thing and anything in between.
No, it is what I carry every day. And it's funny because students test me on it all the time. They show up for a class and go, are you carrying this or that or the medical kit? And I have to show it like near daily to people. So I've got like thousands of witnesses that can verify that I actually carry all this crap every day. But no, it's not for everything. Just like your seatbelt in your car is not for everything. I mean, if you knew you were going to get into a gunfight, you would act differently. Just like if you knew you were going to get into a car wreck, you'd wear a helmet. You'd get one of those fireproof suits and gloves, and you'd have a fire extinguisher handy and things like that. So, no, this is just like a seatbelt. It's just what I wear, just in case something might happen.
So you have a gun, a backup gun, and a spare magazine. And I, now that you're carrying the M&P 2.0, what is your backup gun?
A shield.
Okay.
There's a whole lot of people that think that those two guns have to be compatible. They don't have to be compatible. That's just a thing that people have made up over the years that needs to disappear. The guns don't need to be compatible.
Gotcha. Blade. Do you carry a blade? I know you carry at least one knife.
Yeah, I carry two. I carry one for cutting boxes and one for cutting people.
Right. Do you carry one of those little spring-loaded hammers that break windows and break windshields?
No, why would I do that?
Well, I don't know. That's something.
I got that stuff in my car. And okay. I got that stuff on my medical bags in my car and stuff like that, but I don't carry one on my person.
Gotcha.
I got a gun. I can break a window.
Now, you have the distinction of making, I think, you make one of the most least expensive, most comprehensive medical kits that I've ever seen that you offer on your store, BOK. Do you carry one of those on you?
Not on my person, but I do have a... Hey, listen, Bill, like I said, I just did a video with my current EDC. Now, I've got an ankle medical kit that I got from thetacticalmedic.com, and
right.
it's like an ankle holster, and it holds a pretty complete medical kit.
I haven't seen that one. I've been studying too much on the active shooter. I must confess, I haven't seen that one.
No, I'm just messing with you, man.
Well, you put out how was all of this material that you're putting out? Is this all stuff that you went and put together while you were on your furlough, your YouTube enforced furlough?
No, dude, I'm constantly doing stuff. It's like some people. They don't like to hear the training oriented stuff like the active shooter class stuff. They just want to hear gun reviews. And then
right.
If I do a gun review, there are people that go, "Well, I wish you did training like you used to." So these stupid commercials, So I do stupid the videos I want to do.
You are quite prolific. I do have to tell you, I'm trying to become that kind of prolific myself. But
there is no try. There is only do or do not.
I know that.
You made me quote Yoda, just so you know.
I did, and I did that on purpose. I am masterful at what I do, James. back to the EDC. Obviously, the EDC has to come along with a bit of familiarization. You got to get out there, and you got to train with what you're carrying. You got to train the way you are carrying that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, whenever you're carrying and you're seen out there, you're always inside the waistband, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So is that the way you actually train when you've got the whole battle rattle on? Or?
Well, if we're talking battle rattle, when I've got body armor and stuff on, I've got a belt rig and stuff that I wear.
Okay.
But if you're saying if I go take a class and just with my carry stuff, yeah, this is how I shoot in the class.
In fighting pistol, is that the way you encourage your students to take the class?
Oh, yeah, like they carry their gun. Exactly like they carry their gun. Yep.
Now, the stuff that somebody would learn in a fighting pistol class, is that completely applicable in a active shooter instance?
Well, how would I know?
What do you think? Your syllabus. What do you think?
We teach people how to fight with a gun.
Right.
But it's like teaching somebody how to fight in a gym. Like, I don't know what the real fight they're going to get into. Like, I might teach them how to defend against a gun or a knife in a gym, but somebody attacks them with a pitchfork. I don't know what's going to happen. But here's the thing. I can teach somebody tactics, which are very specialized, highly specialized, or I can teach somebody principles. And so I teach them principles. Like, the principle is, it's more important for you to not be shot than it is for you to shoot the bad guy. So I teach them how to use cover and shoot on the move and things like that. Those things are generic enough. Those principles are generic enough that they can be applied to most any tactical situation. So being able to hit a target while you're on the move, that's a solid fundamental thing that you should know how to do. Being able to shoot from behind cover and use cover effectively, that's a solid basic thing that you need to be able to do. So we teach people those types of things, those principle-based fighting methods, and then they can insert their tactics wherever they need to. Now, we do have an active shooter class.
Right.
That's what the name of it is, and we teach you how to go and do that. That's a very specialized tactics-based class.
Coming up on the next break, and when we get back, I want to talk about one of your videos is called Shame on You. And I want to talk about the underlying thing where you were talking about what you were talking about within it. In this little bit of time we got left before the break, though, I want to talk about all the media you've got going on. Now, you just started a podcast. How many ways is that out there? iTunes and...
I don't know, man. I can't keep up with it.
Well, I presume it would be on iTunes.
I don't know.
You need to tell your guy, whoever your producer is, to get in touch with me so I can...
Dude, I'm just the monkey that dances when they turn the lights on.
You're the singer in the rock and roll band. That's a better way.
You can call it whatever you want.
There you go. The YouTube channel, James Yeager, is 330,000 subscribers. I don't know how many millions of views. Day in, day out, it is one of the most prolific. I can't think of it. Maybe Such 00 is as prolific as you are. Maybe. I know you're more prolific than Hickok. I know you're, you know. So.
I don't know what you mean by prolific. I mean, do I talk more? Yeah, I talk more.
No, you put out a lot of content. I like new content. That's what I mean, new content. My guest this hour is James Yeager. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Talking active shooter with James Yeager, Chief MF CEO at Tactical Response. I just want to go respectable, but James just wants the down and dirty, so I try to deliver that instead. He has a playlist on his YouTube channel that is 5 years started. It's 5 years old last month, where and your different chapters on the active shooter playlist. This is just you where another thought comes to add to the. There's the stuff that you talked about in 2012 is just as pertinent as today as it was when you first said it, right?
Well, the only difference is I got called a lunatic in 2012 saying I was making a big deal of it. You can go watch those videos, those older videos, and I say, it's coming, guys. I don't what the writing is on the wall.
Right.
And then number 14 that I just did, I talked about Mumbai and the mall in Kenya and
Westgate.
The things that are happening. That's coming this way, and the people just want to, you know, act like they just want to put their head back in the sand. And you know, I like being right. I don't want to be right about this, but I am.
Yeah. Before we get into the shame on you part, there's one part where you talk about San Bernardino.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a female involved in San Bernardino. And for mm-hmm. you and for me, I mean, I'm not going to get out there and play the game of trying to get you to tear me a new one. Cause, a combatant to me is a silhouette. You believe that you take out, the name of the video was Shoot the Women First.
Yeah. They use us against ourselves.
Right.
And they know that men are hesitant to shoot women. That's why they use women. That's why they do it. And the reality is, shoot the women first.
Right.
And as horrible as that sounds, like, and right now I'm a lunatic, but in 5 years, when we listen to this podcast, you know, this recording over again, you and I will laugh and go, well, you know, I was right again.
Sounded just like Nostradamus, didn't you? So,
yeah.
And it's, you know, it's not about being right. I mean, his observation is 100% correct. And do you think by doing that first, is that more, is it taking some of their steam out of it, or is it just getting rid of one of the combatants and moving on to the next one as far as that's concerned?
Certainly going to take some steam out, but the thing is their plan was for that woman to do more damage than she did. I mean, if you look at San Bernardino, she was the last one swinging.
Yeah.
And that's what they plan on.
So on to Shame on You. The clip that you show, is that in the UK?
I can't remember where it was. I think it was the UK. I don't know. It's just like Europe. Who cares?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've got relatives in the UK, and I can tell you it looked like it was from the UK. In this clip that James has in his video, they're talking about a woman who is being chased by a knife, a guy with a knife. And she was yelling and screaming, and the guy they were interviewing was saying nobody would help her. And then he said, I was hiding behind the dustbin or the dumpster. And
yeah, he said nobody would help her as I yelled from behind the dumpster. Yeah,
it's not funny. It's not funny, but I mean, it's funny, and it's funny the way you tell it. But I mean,
I tell people all the time, when you look around and you think to yourself or say out loud, somebody should do something, you just got elected.
Yeah, yeah. You did. For most people, for those who don't know, most of the active shootings that get stopped or the mass shootings that get stopped by civilians get stopped by unarmed civilians. Did you 60% of the time? Do you know that, James?
Yeah.
60% of the time, it's unarmed people. People without guns. Being unarmed doesn't mean you're not dangerous. It just means you don't have the stuff that particular guy has that he brought to the game.
I tell people all the time, like, if I'm in a fight like that, my gun runs out of ammo or whatever, I'm like, well, now you're going to get it, because now I got to beat you to death. I was going to do it quick with a pistol, but, you know, now I got to beat you to death.
It comes down to... do you get out there, and I mean, I'm all the time saying you got to take personal responsibility for your own safety. Your position, and my position is that when you're in that position and you see somebody that hasn't taken the time to cultivate that particular mindset and the skill set, that the humanity demands that you enter that fray. That's the way you push it, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's where people get onto you for being they call you a lunatic for doing that. I'm going to run. I'm going to take care of me.
Right. And listen, and you know, that's their prerogative, then fine, you know. But you know, that's not cool. I mean, that's not you know, everybody wants to call themselves a warrior until it's time to do warrior stuff, you know.
Yeah. The thing I will tell you that James is, if you were there and you could have done something and you don't do something, that will haunt you for the rest of your life. It will haunt you as much as if you do something.
The rest of your short life.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, when you do something like that, you're gonna find yourself halfway through a bottle of whiskey and chew on a gun barrel, knowing that you could. And people, when you go, yeah, I was there and I got my family out, and people are going to say, well, didn't you have a gun? Why didn't you do something? When you hear that about 300 or 400 times from your preacher, from your coworkers, from your family, yeah, that's more than somebody can take.
Yeah. So, now, when you were talking about the Mumbai and this is the nightmare scenario, isn't the pre-coordinated timed attack like Westgate and the multi-pronged attack happening around Mumbai? That's really designed to divide up the police, isn't it? That's to take LEO and have them running in a bunch of different directions.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They, you know, go buy a few coffee shops, spray an AK, throw a grenade or two, and then go to the next one and do that. By the, you know, if you just monitoring the police radio, it sounds like that whole side of town is just in a war. And then you just calmly drive to the other side. And,
right.
You know, like in Mumbai, you know, the hotel was on the water, and they just took a boat over because the traffic was so bad. They knew traffic was bad, so they just took a boat over and started the attack there, you know.
When you're looking at the, now, I haven't seen video of the guys that were in Westgate, but I have seen the guys moving around in Mumbai. Now, these guys were not exactly what you would call spec ops types. They were just armed, fighting, you know, killing a bunch of people that were not.
Yeah, but, you know, to shoot unarmed people, you don't really got to be much of a spec ops.
No, but with what I'm saying is that they weren't, like, highly special. They weren't James Yeager students that would, you know, when you're going up against somebody that you're outgunned against, they besides having a bigger weapon, that's the only advantage they would have with somebody that maybe has taken a Yeager class, has trained for a while and done things and carries a gun on
their
basis.
Yeah, they're certainly not tacticians, you know, by any stretch, but there's a... There's actually a documentary called Terror at the Mall about Kenya. So it's a full documentary. It's very interesting.
When we're coming up on the next break, and I want to talk to you about the Kenya at the Mall thing, because what I've heard the way that went, you may have heard a different set of data. I wouldn't be surprised if you had better data on that one. But to find Mr. Yeager, you can go to tacticalresponse.com. He's on Facebook. He has a YouTube channel that puts out a lot of content. Just started a podcast, and I was just looking at this. I've come to understand one thing. I got to be somewhere on the ground when you and John Farnham are in the same zip code.
When John Farnham is in the same zip code, I shut my mouth and open my ears.
Well, John, I can still imagine it being quite a dynamic sort of vibe going on.
He is awesome.
Yeah. I like his writing. I've had him on the show a couple of times. I like him because he's older than me and he's a lot more dangerous than I am.
Yeah, no doubt.
My guest this hour is James Yeager. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hey, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour, from the MFCEO of Tactical Response, YouTube personality, podcast broadcaster, grandfather, husband, father, all that stuff. One hell of a bald guy. I like that, too. So, anyway. We're talking about James Yeager. Now, before we get into Westgate, you did make one mention, and you did do one video called Modus Operandi. And you're talking about the trend, which is where when the second gun shows up, the defender, whether it's a police officer or a civilian, a lot of times these guys just exit stage right and shoot themselves. This is not like having a pitched gunfight with the classic active shooter, not the Westgate Mall Mumbai type, but you're talking like
Right. So our homegrown guy that just is taking too much or not enough Prozac,
right?
That's the guy that at the first sign of trouble usually will turn the gun on himself. It's the Islamic fundamentalists that make you earn it.
Yeah. That is without a doubt. Now, I have read when you're talking about it, the Westgate Mall in Kenya, Nairobi, Kenya, that when the call went out, when the attack started, that because of the, I guess LEO is tied to the military in that country or something, but it was a logistical nightmare to get that started. A lot of pistol licensed carriers headed to the mall to try to get as many people out of there as they could. Is that what you have read?
I know that there was an entry made that involved one or two carrier permit holders and a couple of cops, detectives, like the not in uniform. So like
right.
four people in civilian clothing went in.
And that, do you think that made that saved a lot of lives? I mean, with the pictures you see of the people running out with their guns stuffed in their belt, I would have to say yeah, but I don't know the numbers.
I don't know the numbers either, but did those guys get people out of that mall? The answer is yes.
Now, the actual combative part of it, that was over like in a day, and it took the military a while to find them. Initially, I had read that they had escaped, and then I found them.
Basically, just about every country's military, except for the United States, is absolutely incompetent. And those guys were not only incompetent, they were cowards. And so what they finally wound up doing was literally dropping artillery onto the building to kill the guys.
Right. Then they had to dig them out. Whereas in Mumbai, when the Mumbai attackers were attacking, they had a controller somewhere and they were in good communication with their controller, telephonically. And they were moving so fast that the military and the police could not respond to them. One time, I saw a cluster of like media sitting there, and they saw this car driving by, and it was one commandeered by the Mumbai attackers shooting at them as they drove by.
Right.
Yeah, that one was
chaotic, you know.
Yeah, it was particularly bad. They were now the military there was really badly their weapons that they were using. They were really outclassed by these guys that were carrying AKs.
Well, you know, you can say that, or you can say it's more about the Indian than is the arrow.
True.
You know, gear is the least important aspect, and you know, I mean, if that were an excuse, one would think that a group of Navy SEALs with some bolt-action rifles couldn't have done some justice that day, and I assure you they could have.
Well, yeah, I'll agree with that, but by the same token, I would have to. My thinking is that if that's the way you're going to outfit your people, you're not taking your defense very seriously, and you probably have a training program to go together with that.
Put that out for a vote, and I'll vote for it. Absolutely.
Okay.
the same thing could be said about American law enforcement.
Yeah, they're getting. Do you think they've gotten to the point now to where they're equipped right, or are they still lagging behind?
No, and they're not. And even if they are equipped right, they're not trained properly. And because as long as it's cheaper for us to bury cops than it is to train them, we just will not train them. We'll just keep burying them.
Is there any one jurisdiction that you can think of that takes that kind of thing seriously?
See, that's tough because I know a lot of departments and the training cadre wants to do more, but they can't get funding. You know, they have to have money for the equipment, money for the overtime for the guys and stuff like that. So their hands are kind of tied. And it all boils down to the taxpayers. You know, nobody wants a property tax increase. And I get that. I get it, you know, but, you know, there's a cause and effect. And ultimately, that's why I teach classes is because you are your own first responder.
You have law enforcement that come to your classes, though, right? I mean, you carry your badge yourself, right?
Yeah, I had cops in class this morning lecturing to them.
So those are the ones that are actually that take it really serious. And I know that there's also a class of cop. Unfortunately, I've met a few of them to where if they pulled the trigger the first time on their weapon, they're going to have a big fireball from all that lint built up in their barrel.
Unfortunately, but that's the case with any profession. It doesn't matter what profession we're talking about. There's a percentage of them that should be doing something else.
I agree with you. It's not about if we're going to have a Nairobi or a Mumbai. It's when we have a Nairobi or a Mumbai. When that happens, how bad is it going to be for law enforcement and how bad is it going to be for civilians?
Let's look at the Las Vegas shooter.
Right.
Instead of that guy being the active shooter on the outside, if that guy was an active shooter on the inside and he had two or three or four buddies, how many people could they have killed? Because it would have taken hours and hours to get the police in there.
Right.
And so how many people could they have killed in that much time? I mean, it's insane.
You're talking about inside Mandalay Bay like it was in Mumbai?
Yeah.
That did occur to me.
And check this out. So do you know why they haven't hit a school yet?
No, I do not. And I would love to know what your opinion is. Tell me why.
Because they know as soon as they hit a school bus that all the soccer moms that have been jumping up and down about Trump not letting just anybody come into this country, they know that they'll lose their support immediately. And as soon as they don't do that because they want to be able to keep coming into the country. They keep using us against ourselves. That's why they won't hit a school.
Well, there is a class of people out there that think that Islam is like being a Baptist. You know, it's just a church, James. It's not a political system.
Well, anyway, as long as you're killing white males, they're not going to have a problem.
Yeah, well, they will. The targets they pick, they're still looking They're looking for Max Effect. I'm going to be interested. I'm not interested to see what they're going to hit. I'm interested to see what the response is going to be. And I'm dreading that day because I'm like, this is the time of year right now. Shopping malls, outdoor events, just one big ripe soft target.
Wait till Christmas Day.
Yeah. Religious holiday. Yeah, that's a good one too. Yeah.
Well, not just any religious holiday. The religious holiday.
Yeah, the religious holiday. So, yeah, we've got lots of we've got a lot of soft parts of the body showing, and I guess I'll start carrying my M&P shield. I like the idea of the. I know why you carry the backup. One of the reasons you carry the backup is it's easier for two guys to be in a firefight together than it is for one guy with two guns, right?
Yep.
At the Tactical Response website, the 2018 schedule has been published. How many students you get a year? About 10,000?
We had 6,000 and something last year, and then we'll have more. We certainly had more this year.
Right. So amongst the schools that I know of, James has more people coming in and out and going through the system and learning the skill set necessary. The fighting pistol class that I know people have been to, I know people that have been to it, it will truly teach you. You won't be a competitor. You'll be more of an operator type after you go through that. So that's all in Camden, Tennessee.
At the end of every class, we ask anybody if they want their money back, and 6,000 people said no, they didn't want their money back last year.
That's a pretty good testament. So check him out at tacticalresponse.com. Go to his, go look at this video series on his YouTube channel, James Jager. The links will be in the podcast show notes. And thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Real.
Yes, sir. This whole active shooter thing, this is going to visit us soon. And it's going to be bad unless somebody like you is out there to fight it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and small encoding to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.